Yeah, absolutely. Just last night, we had the Campbellville Community Association and the local agriculture organizations came together at the Gambrel at Country Heritage Park, and we had a great conversation. I don't know if we'll call it a debate. It was a good Q&A, and I addressed about 75 people on the topic of the CN Intermodal and other local areas of concern. I continue to be strongly against the proposed location for the CN Intermodal. And I've chatted with the Carney administration about how to sit down and have a meeting about it when we are reelected. So I'm confident that we'll be able to I'll bring that issue to the Prime Minister's office as soon as we're back in Ottawa. Look, the challenge is real. It's a fact that CN has owned that land for 25 years, and they went through an environmental assessment and an impact assessment. They've satisfied all those criteria, which is unfortunate because a lot of Miltonians don't believe that location is suitable, and I tend to agree. So we're going to keep standing up for local concerns like that. The Campbellville Quarry, of course, is another one, which I know the province has issued an environmental assessment. My concern is that a lot of environmental assessments are often just box-checking exercises for the industries. And we've heard a lot about certain bills that ask sectors like mining and construction and heavy industry to do a little bit more on their environmental assessment and demonstrate clearly that these projects aren't going to have a negative health impact on our community. So I support those bills like Bill C-69 that prevents the sort of railroading of community concerns. You can count on me, the community can count on me to continue to be a staunch opponent to the CN Intermodal location.